Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 27th day of August, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And you can actually see the sky, so the smoke's backed off. We've got just a slight wind coming out of the north that's pushed it back out away from us for a bit. So we can breathe a little bit today. I mean, they got to throw us a bone once in a while, I suppose. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into today. All-seeing, in quotation marks, I. Apple just declared war on your privacy, and we'll get into that as soon as we return from these messages.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, all-seeing eye, and eye in quotation, Apple just declared war on your privacy. We got another war declared on us here, people. Because our privacy is our goddamn Bill of Rights. It is our fucking law. It is our jurisdictional authority. And nobody has the jurisdiction to invade our fucking privacy without going through the procedural due process contained in the highest law of this fucking land, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, including this cocksucker. What the hell is his name? Tim Cook. Tim Cook is the head of fucking Apple. He's located in fucking the Silicon Valley. That's where the general of this fucking attack on our fucking rights is located. And everybody needs to know it. And you need to know that everyone working for that motherfucker is a goddamn mercenary who is attacking your fucking Bill of Rights, is attacking your law, who is attacking your fucking rights, who is attacking your fucking sovereignty, who is attacking you. This is all-seeing eye. Apple just declared war on your privacy. This is from Edward Snowden, sent in by a reader. For discussion, I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com. By now, you've probably heard that Apple plans to push a new and uniquely intrusive surveillance system out to many of the more than 1 billion phones it has sold, which all run the Behemoth's proprietary take-it-or-leave-it software. This new offensive is tentatively slated to begin with the launch of the looks like an iOS 15, and it's some kind of goddamn thing I cannot see. Almost certainly in mid-September. Here we are, that mid-September just keeps on coming up, doesn't it? With the divisive with the divisive of its U.S. users base designated as the initial target. We're told that other countries will be spared, but not for long. You might have noticed that I haven't mentioned which problem it is that Apple is purporting to solve. Why? Because it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't fucking matter. This is another, ADL came out a fucking couple weeks ago. We declare war on your Bill of Rights. This motherfucker comes out today, or yeah, I guess it was today's article, and this Tim Cook, and it says, I declare war on your fucking privacy, which is your goddamn Bill of Rights, which is your right to be left the fuck alone. And is your right not to be fucking spied on by fucking corporate fucking monarchs. These fucking robber barons. So Tim Cook, you fucking general, you've declared war on we the fucking people. You got a fucking war with we the people, motherfucker. And anybody that keeps their Apple phone, you're a fucking traitor. Throw that son of a bitch in the goddamn, take it out and stomp it in the fucking road. Apple's news system, regardless of how anyone tries to justify it, will permanently redefine what belongs to you and what belongs to them. Really? No, you don't understand what declaring a war is. A war isn't you just declaring what you're gonna fucking take from us. A war is you fucking coming with fucking guns and fucking taking it, motherfucker. You are in gross violation of the fucking supreme superior law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, and we will fucking enforce it on your fucking ass. Apple declared war. You declare war on us, motherfucker. Come get some war. Come out in the fucking jungle, motherfucker. Are you people just gonna stand by these fuckers keep declaring war on your fucking rights, on your fucking liberty, on your fucking freedom? Polish that fucking gun. How? The task Apple intends its new surveillance system to perform, preventing their cloud system from being used to store digital contraband, in this case, unlawful images uploaded by their customers, and is traditionally performed by searching their system. While it is still problematic for anybody to search through a billion people's private files, the fact that they can only see the files you gave them is a crucial limitation. Now, however, that's all set to change under the new design. See, it's called new design. No, under the new fucking infringement upon our fucking privacy, searching our fucking goddamn possessions without fucking warrant, under the fucking fourth article of our fucking absolute Bill of Rights, your phone will now perform these searches on Apple's behalf before your photos have even reached their iCloud services. And yada, 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 if enough forbidden content is discovered, law enforcement will be notified. Really? What the fuck are they going to do about it? Write it down. Tim Cook, Silicon Valley, fucking declared war on your fucking rights, declared war on the American nationals of this fucking country called the United States of the Americas, because we're the big fucking goddamn letter as fucking individual free sovereign nationals, motherfucker. Declare war on us. We're ready, motherfucker. Come on and play in the jungle. I know you're pumping those Afghans in here because that MS-13 was just a bunch of fucking kids with machetes and they weren't fucking getting the job done. So you're going to pump these fucking Afghans in here. You pump more fucking Afghans in here that had nothing to do with the phony ass fucking non-war that was going on over there while they were fucking harvesting. They were fucking mining lithium over there. Why we were at war in the country we were at war with? Really? That's why a lot of those fucking Americans ain't gonna leave it over there. It's business as usual. They just got new fucking business partners, don't they? Anyway, there's a declaration of war against you and your fucking Bill of Rights. The fucking King of England declared war on the people's rights, on their natural rights, and the people of fucking, of the Americas fucking shot the fuck out of them. You declare war on somebody, you better have your fucking gun locked and loaded, motherfucker. Because everybody doesn't sit around and just polish their fucking guns, buddy. report only 5% of people evacuated from Afghanistan are Americans. What? Only 5% of the people evacuated? How many's been evacuated? 82,000? Let's look and see here. The United States and its coalition partners have evacuated tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan, but a new report says that only 5% of those have been American citizens. You see what a fucking con they're running on you? You say, all the fucking dead people, all the widows and orphans, all the people with no arms, all the people with no fucking legs. You feel like fools today? Do ya?
They're moving in an army.
Yes, sir, they are moving in an army. These motherfuckers, they ain't like these goddamn MS-13 kids. These motherfuckers are hack heads, so we're going to have to hack heads. You want to fucking hack heads, we'll impale you fucking alive on a goddamn pike, and it'll start up your ass, and it'll come out your fucking mouth, and you'll fucking sit there on that son of a bitch till you die. We'll make fucking fields of you like corn. More than 82,300 have been airlifted from Kabul since the government collapsed nearly 2 weeks ago. But the Pentagon says that as of Wednesday, only 4,400, that's 4,400 Americans were rescued in those evacuation operations. The Federalists reported Fox News, Lucas Tomlinson confirmed Wednesday that about 4,400 Americans were evacuated from Afghanistan. So this whole evacuation fucking thing is not an evacuation thing. It's to pump more dangerous fucking people in here. This MS-13 gang's fucking shit ain't fucking working coming from the fucking south. So they're going to pump some real fucking killers in here. Well, they're going to find out there's real fucking killers in our jungle too. We know who you fuckers are. We know what your intent is. Come on in for your goddamn one world motherfucking buddies. I wonder how much they're fucking paying them a piece to fucking come here. We'll sure as hell pay to fucking house them. We'll sure as hell pay to fucking feed them. We'll sure as hell pay to fucking educate their fucking children. And they got to bring their families too. Because that's only fucking right. That when you're coming to another country in an invasion, I mean, that's old school. You know, you brought the family with you and they followed you in a tent. They followed the army's in tents. They were called camp followers. Well, you come on over here, you Afghan motherfuckers, and you'll fucking fertilize our fucking soils, what you do. You fucking think, you know, you're talking about, what's an army? Let's see, what was 4,400 from 82,000? That's a fucking army, people. That's a fucking army that will fuck, and then these are motherfuckers that'll tie dynamite to themselves and step into a crowd and fucking pull the fucking trigger. And then the rest of the family gets a big pile of fucking money for doing it. This isn't the same as what we're facing coming out of the fucking south in the southern invasion. They're invading us on two fucking fronts, and these motherfuckers are going to be brought right into the interior of the United States. Come on. And if we fucking just stood up like goddamn men, like the Americans we're supposed to be, we're meaner than any motherfuckers on this goddamn planet. We dust these fuckers off like fucking dandruff off your fucking shoulder. But we gotta be mean, cause these motherfuckers are mean. And you better be fucking meaner, and you better be more fucking vicious. And you better not wait for fucking some government to tell you it's alright to fucking do it, because they're the ones bringing them here to kill you, you stupid pricks. Yes, sir. I heard something there. Although the evacuation has been a joint international effort and the total evacuation figures include those on the non-U.S. military flights, such as British military flights, every fucking body, they're just pumping. I mean, goddamn, you talk about it. They're coming in, they're taking what is fucking ours without due process of law. They're shitting on our goddamn Bill of Rights. They've declared war on the Bill of Rights twice now. Twice it's been declared. When will the people stand and fight for those goddamn rights? Or do you want to be a fucking crawl around at the feet of a fucking Afghan or a fucking Chinaman or a fucking beaner? Such as British military flights, the New York Times notes that the United States military has served a crucial role. Yeah, cutting our own fucking throats, you son of a bitches. I mean, look what you all these guys walking around there, walking, however in hell you're getting around without your arms and fucking legs, and are you widows and orphans? What do you think about this shit? What has been accomplished in Afghanistan? Well, what's been accomplished in Afghanistan is 20 years of fucking theft. Because, you know, these people, they want to be invaded. Have you ever heard of a movie called The Mouse That Roared? They want to be fucking invaded. They didn't have shit for fucking money. Now 2.2 trillion fucking dollars have been, 2.261 trillion, so that's almost 3 trillion dollars have been spent on their fucking country. And we've left a fucking arsenal over there. You know what? They talked about it today. ICE, we're gonna have to go over there and fight ISIS again. Leon Panetta was just up on the fucking TV. We're gonna have to go back in there and fight ISIS, see? ISIS is in there, and, god damn it, man. I don't know how it happened, but those Afghans that were manning that equipment, they fucking ran, and it's gonna be fucking ISIS. So what they're gonna do is take their khakis off, put their fucking black uniforms on, and start killing fucking, well, they'll kill a couple of fucking contractors, because the only son of a bitch that would be over in that godforsaken fucking country are goddamn contractors. They're after the fucking rare earth minerals. They're after the lithium. They're after the fucking things that only fucking are in Afghanistan and fucking China. They're the main places you can get the rare earth minerals. And that's what they're after. This is all a big corporate fucking deal to make some rich motherfucker fucking filthy richer. Make his fucking pile of gold 2 miles high instead of 1 mile high. That's what this is all a fucking about, people. And you're paying for it. As you live like a god. Sorry, go ahead.
Talking about paying for it. Eric Prince is getting $6,800 per person that he evacuates.
Goddamn right. And this isn't an evacuation. This isn't more another a fucking invasion, guys. They're invading across our southern border. I mean, see, this goddamn thing in Afghanistan has been covering up a whole lot of shit. This is all they run 24/7 on the fucking stupid box. It's all they've been running on the fucking stupid box. It's this Afghanistan shit. But the goddamn border is still being fucking, it's wide fucking open. If they want to send in additional troops or fucking bombs, any fucking thing they want to send, just drive them on in, man. The fucking border's open. You're fucking treasonous motherfucking Biden fucking buffoon, the CEO who has no authority in this goddamn country over one American national, let alone our territories that belong to we the people, has fucking opened up and said, just come on in and finish this fucking job. Give them the coup de grace. But they still have not met the Americans in the fucking jungle. When you meet us, you motherfuckers, you're going to find out we are fucking vicious. I know that all you put on your goddamn broadcast, on your propaganda shit, which has about fucking 3% fucking believability only by the fucking communists that are fucking running it. I know you think that fucking, they're just a bunch of fucking cupcakes over here, but there's people that live hard lives for fucking generations, and you know what, we're still fucking here. And after fucking 1,000 generations, we're still fucking here. We're not here because we let fucking people take shit from us. We ain't here because we let people run us under and enslave us. We're here because we fucking kill motherfucking tyrants. That's why. You come and you serve those motherfuckers. I'll tell you what, your family ain't gonna get that goddamn money. Because we'll get them motherfucker, we'll kill you down to the fucking last fucking one of you. Every fucking one of you will die. You start fucking with us, you're fucking dead. Huh.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if the men of this country do not become temporary savages, we will be forever slaves. It's that simple.
You goddamn right.
Fucking savages, or we will be forever slaves.
Salute. That's exactly what. That's what our forefathers had to do. Our forefathers were fucking mostly Christians, peaceful fucking people, but they had to fight. They went into the wilderness and they fought the Indians and they gained. You know, they built the fucking. Well, they took control of the fucking territories through fucking bloodshed, through being fucking savages. And they don't you think them son of a bitch weren't as savage as any goddamn Indian that was out there fighting them? They hack them up to all the fucking pieces, and they leave them fucking, they impale them, they do fucking any goddamn thing you can think of. Hey, man, we got the blood of fucking Vikings in us. We got the blood, every fucking miserable-ass blood you can fucking think of, every warring fucking faction that's ever existed on this planet, including the fucking American fucking Indian. We have their fucking blood, and you fucking bring out the savage in us, and you'll see, I fucking chop a head off. You think that's the first time that's fucking ever happened? Jeffrey Dahmer kept his fucking refrigerator full of fucking human beings. That's the depths of what can happen to you, you motherfuckers, if you come over here fucking with us. Get out. Don't come here to start with. I'm warning you right now. You come here and you come into the jungle, you will be fucking shredded. Although the evacuation has been a joint international effort, of course it has been. This is the fucking New World Order. You can't get your fucking new, hey, you old propagandist cocksucker. You can't get that fucking New World Order in, can you? You can't fucking remove that fucking Bill of Rights. You've declared war on it. Well, come and fucking fight that goddamn war, you fucking punk bitch. You're not going to fight anyway. Hire your fucking balls and get them over here. That must be your Afghanis, huh? You think 80,000 is enough to take on 40 fucking million? Or you just take on fucking just fucking their same number in the fucking jungle? You think you think those fucking people are badass because they've lived rough lives? You know the fucking rough lives that you've left us to fucking live as you fucking milked our country dry, as you ate out our substance, as you sold what was fucking ours, as you took what was fucking ours without due process of the fucking law. You motherfuckers, we want your goddamn heads too. And we'll have them. We'll hack your fucking heads off on TV. You treasonous, criminal, lowlife, parasitic, pedophilic pieces of shit. Oh, non-military flight.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
The difference, we know what freedom feels like, and they're they have taken that from us. These Afghans, these Hispanics, they don't know what it is, and they've never wanted it. We fucking fought for it, had it, and now it's been taken. So that the hate and the rage that's in my heart that I have for these motherfuckers, these Afghans can't compare to that.
Amen, brother. Bring it fucking on. You want to see who can chop the most fucking heads off? Bring it fucking on. We'll kill 100 of you for every one of us. We'll do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've never lost freedom. They've never lost freedom. They've never fucking had it.
They don't even know what it is. You're exactly correct.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Once
you know what's at fucking stake, man, you will. If you're a fucking American national and you know what's at stake, man, you're going to be a tough motherfucker to beat. That's just all there is to it. And I'll tell you what else we got, buddy. We got intelligence. We ain't third world motherfuckers. We built the fucking 19th, 20th, and 21st century that you're living in. All the fucking technology came from our fucking minds because it didn't come from the minds of those fucking Zionist Jews. And it didn't come from the minds of the fucking traders in the fucking goddamn corporation that fucking stole. I mean, these Jew son of a bitches, they have stolen more people. Take Edison. There's another one like George Washington that you praise. Thomas Edison. The greatest fucking thief to ever fucking live. Just like Einstein, an average fucking student. Till he went to work at the patent office and all of a sudden a bunch of great ideas come to him. Really? We know who built the fucking war machine that you will not defeat. And there are people in the fucking military that when you tell them to fucking fight their own people, they're going to put a bullet right through your fucking treasonous, communist, fascist fucking head. And then they'll be over here fighting with us. They've already made their goddamn decisions. If you ain't made it by now, you're done anyhow. Anyway, United States military has served a crucial role. They sure as hell have, but it's not. I looked at some of them there that were doing these evacuations. All women, all fucking women. Send your goddamn women. Send your goddamn transvestites. Send your fucking fags, and send your fucking Afghani fucking savages. Bring them on. Send them into the jungle. See who comes out the other fucking side, and then see what happens when we come out of the fucking jungle after your fucking asses. You want to see some brutality? We will redefine man's inhumanity to man, you motherfuckers. You don't know when you sit around for fucking, we've been doing sitting for 20 fucking years, taking this fucking shit and getting madder and madder and madder and madder. And when it gets unleashed, fucking, you better, everybody better get the fuck out of the way who isn't a part of it. Because you're going to get, I mean, God, you don't want to be in front of it. Without the protection. Yes, go ahead.
We only had the freedom they allowed us to have.
Well, that's a natural fact, but they weren't coming and fucking with us. They did. I mean, you could always count on it. I mean, you'd see something happen and you'd say, man, I know that's a violation of fucking rights, but they only do it to one person or something. They do it until they'd hit somebody like me. And I would fucking go and I'd fucking challenge them on it and fucking, and you know, prove it to be a fucking violation of the law, prove their jurisdiction to be illegal, prove them to be fucking goddamn, fucking without authority, any kind of authority in the United States of America, because they fucking have committed fucking the highest treason that can be committed in violation of the fucking, supreme law of we the people, the Bill of Rights. They have, when they violated that ninth article, they wrote their fucking death warrant. Plain and fucking simple. But you're right. But all along you have to admit, brother, that you were left alone. When I was a young man, I'll tell you, I was left the fuck alone. Pretty much. But they still, it was like in the early 1980s when they really started this Gestapo fucking shit where the cops were illegal because there was never no authorization for no goddamn, corporate fucking, police enforcement fucking bullshit. You know, Blackwater USA, there was never no authorization from we the people. We never gave authority for that to exist. But that's when they started fucking doing the corporations started fucking, that's when they removed the last of the common law courts and they started their fucking attacks when the attack really fucking started on us. It's back in about 1980, 82, 83. But since then, I mean, if you minded your own fucking business and you weren't out fucking, you know, playing the game, if you just working your job and fucking, you know, going camping and fishing and just, and you might run into a prick every once in a while and have a fucking little trouble with them. But these motherfuckers, you could go out in the middle of nowhere. You go out in the middle of fucking East Texas, man. Out in the middle of no fucking where, and they'll come out there and they'll find you to fuck with you. It's time to end this shit. It's time to fucking end this shit once and for fucking all. It's time to be fucking Americans who will not be fucked with. We have the law in place. The law is fucking clear. They are in clear violation of our fucking law. We are clearly the jurisdictional authority in this fucking country, and goddamned if we weren't. If it wasn't our obligation, when they tell you about the fucking Bill of Rights being put there to chain the government, they're supposed to be enforcing our rights. They're supposed to be keeping those locks on them fucking chains. No, we are. We have failed to because you got some really good fucking scraps and you fucking forgot who you are and what this fucking country's supposed to be about. This isn't a country where you're fortunate if you get to be here if the country was run right. But you had to understand who to fucking watch and who was going to try and fucking take it from you, who was going to try and subjugate you. That 14th Amendment, how that got past so many people for so long, I cannot fucking believe. A simple dictionary defined the fucking words in it. It says you're a subject. If you're a subject, you don't have a fucking Bill of Rights, people. You can't. That you have a sovereign that's above you. That's what subject is. You're subject to a sovereign. We are the sovereigns of this goddamn country. There is no one above us, especially, you know, they sold that fucking Masonic Constitution on our people with the idea that they were going to protect us, you know, bring us all together to protect those rights. It was always about the fucking rights. That's what even the Continental soldiers that fought for money, were fighting for fucking freedom and liberty. That's what it's like everything else they do. When they run an election, they tell you, oh, like Trump, I'm going to get rid of every one of them. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And boy, hell yes. Goddamn right, man. I'll step up beside you and we'll do it. And as soon as they fucking gain the fucking power, it's fuck you in 180 degree fucking turnaround and they're trying to get rid of your fucking ass instead. And they start pumping the motherfuckers in. And don't think they weren't pumped in the whole time that goddamn son of a bitch Trump was in office. They were just doing it through the fucking private railway stations. We put up articles on it. It never slowed. But now, I mean, it is a fucking, it's just, it's like, it's open up to the world. 7 billion people. How many are you going to let get in here before you bust loose? I mean, if we come out fucking with the fighting fury of fucking American nationals, we can run their asses out of this country. This is our fucking land that we're living upon. I mean, we're going to have to destroy some of it. We're going to have to destroy a lot of it now because of the fucking traitors from within inside the gates. But them goddamn gates are going to get kicked open and motherfuckers are heading out those gates and they're going to go down to the fucking beach and they're going to start fucking swimming. 200 miles to your fucking Admiralty to get moving, motherfucker. Or we'll take you back in the jungle and fucking play with you some more. But you're right. But it's been an incrementalism. It's been that thin edge of that thick wedge and now we're at the thick edge of it and it's time to fucking knock that motherfucker back the other ways. Clear through their fucking heads. The State Department also confirmed that a majority of the people whisked away on flights from Kabul are not U.S. citizens. The Federalist highlight. See, that was the whole idea of this big old fucking thing. This is why they did it the way they did it. I mean, this has been going on for a fucking year. They got every American citizen, if you want to call your fucking citizen, if you want to be a fucking subject, go ahead and be it. Could have been out of there just on their own fucking initiative long fucking time ago. Now they're telling you this morning, a lot of them want to stay. Well, that's because everyone that's over there, why in the fuck would you go to Afghanistan? Why? Unless you were a fucking UN fucking thug, enforcer. You know the ones they call the fucking military? Why in the fuck would you even be over there? Oh, that's right, because of the wealth. You were over there fucking that's why the whole thing of Afghanistan was about the opium and the rare earth minerals. Anytime, just like I've said before, you find a fucking pool of oil under your fucking land, you better keep your fucking mouth shut. You'll wind up with some of the America coming to help your fucking ass. Boy, they're gonna help you to death and turn your fucking resources over to those kikes in fucking Israel. That's what's happened time and time again. I mean, how many times you got to see the same fucking movie to know what the goddamn ending is? We'll just take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you hit our few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. Well, you fucking Afghanis coming over here, you think you're going to fucking fight us, you better get ready to get Welcome to the Jungle, motherfuckers. Because you're going to find that there's some fucking serious fucking animals in that goddamn jungle. And the rest of you, that fucking savage is alive in you, or you wouldn't have made it through the fucking millennia to be here to listen to me talk today. It's in ya. Bring it out. It's past time. Quit polishing that fucking gun and use the son of a bitch. San Francisco to suspend all cops, firefighters who refuse COVID vaccines. And the reason I'm reading this, you know, this whole fucking thing is covering up a lot of shit that they're fucking doing right now. Like they're trying to, I'd like to see what's going on with them trying to vax that 53% of the fucking military who said they're not going to take the vaccines. That 53% of them that know it's fucking poison. Do you think they're going to fight for these pricks? Do you think they're going to fucking fight their own fucking people? For these fucking corporate cocksuckers that have proven who they are by what they did in fucking Afghanistan. 20 years of blowing your fucking arms and legs off, of making widows of your women, orphans of your children. Are you going to fight with them or are you going to fight with American nationals who are going to put the fucking law back in place, who are going to enforce the fucking law that our ancestors put in place to keep us free and at liberty and in control of this goddamn country, even the jungle? Anyways, this is from Natural News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. The far left, cesspool of San Francisco has decided to suspend nearly two dozen employees who work at the local police, fire, and sheriff's departments, for refusing to disclose their, Wuhan coronavirus, which doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19's never been isolated in any fucking study. It does not exist. And the vaccination is not a vaccination. They have told you this. They've told you this. And still stupid fuckers are stuck their arm out. But there ain't that many. They're a lie. I mean, you know every word that comes out of their mouth's a lie, but then they tell a number and you've heard the number, you'll repeat the fucking number. What's wrong with you? They're fucking liars. What would they be doing if they really had those kind of fucking numbers, guys? And they know the jungle exists. They know the people are going to come out of the jungle. And you fucking going to do some head hacking? We fucking know how to sharpen a blade. According to reports, hundreds of other employees from the additional departments are also slated to be temporarily axed. After the city sent out notifications warning that the targets in question had failed to meet an August 12th disclosure deadline. My fucking business ain't none of your goddamn business unless you got a fourth article fucking search warrant. And it better say what you fucking looking for, and it better be something against the fucking law. Because I will file back against you. Of course, you're going to have a common law court to do it. Because that's the only place you can ask me any goddamn questions where I can be compelled to fucking answer. And the only way I can be compelled to answer is it by you following the fucking procedures laid out in that fucking superior, supreme, absolute fucking people's law. The Bill of Rights. The people's fucking ratified law. Ratified December 15, 1791, the supreme and only fucking law in this goddamn nation. And they fucking know it. We're going to shove you and your fucking admiralty 200 miles off this fucking shore. And there ain't going to be no goddamn Washington, D.C. fucking citadel. That motherfucker's going too. Maryland's going to put that fucking land back where it fucking belonged in the illegal act of fucking creating it. Well, you son of a bitches that fucking supported it, get the fucking walking out in the ocean. Hey, first you're coming through a hell of bullets. And you talk about a hell of bullets, you ain't never, there, this'll be, this fucking, fucking war will make every other war look like a fucking, Boy Scout outing. That's what's gonna fucking happen here, people. Fuck 'em! Let's do it! The city recommended that all Target employees be suspended for 10 days of unpaid. If they fucking suspend you, fucking go fucking, hey, they've declared war on you. Make war on them! Employees be suspended for 10 days. And these big assholes here, these are all fucking working for the union. I seen one guy, you know, he's gonna tell them how it is. He said he hired a, we've got together and we've hired a lawyer and he's a real shark and he's gonna fucking eat you alive. You play in their fucking admiralty, you fucking lose. You better get your ass over here on the right side of the fucking fence. You better get your goddamn ass, you better get in your hand that 10 fucking articles and read it and get ready to defend it. And get ready to fucking enforce it. And get ready to enforce it brutally. Because this guy, these goddamn, these are the same son of a bitch. Your shark is one of the son of a bitches that's doing this to you. He's a communist piece of fucking shit or he's a fascist piece of shit. One of the two. And this goddamn capitalism, I again challenge you to get the goddamn original fucking phony ass fucking constitution and show me where it says capitalism in any fucking where. We were to have a goddamn, free enterprise system in this fucking country and we were to be provided with gold and silver fucking, currency for exchange and nothing but gold and silver without fucking any debt attached to it. That's how we exploited our own resources that belong to us. And this is what these cocksuckers are coming after. We told you it was going to be the fire cell with fucking goddamn Trump. And see, what you people don't realize, it takes some, you know, like 4 years for them to get their fucking little programs operating. So all fucking Biden did is just step in to do for the next step in this fucking evolution to fucking one world fucking slavery. Their attempt to remove the Bill of Rights. Now that's what the people came out in the field in Concord of their own accord, not under anybody's fucking orders. Not under any goddamn government's fucking orders. In fact, they were defying the fucking government of the colonies, which is the same motherfuckers who ended up being your founding fathers. Isn't that something? Isn't that fucking something to find out? But we know it now. We leave none of that fucking ruling elite. That ruling class? You can wave, man, all of you identify yourself. Who's the ruling class? You're going to fucking die. We're going to wipe your fucking ass out. Those that you thought you could subjugate are going to fucking smear you, you motherfuckers. And once our courts are fucking reinstated, we're going to take our time to emphasize the fact that you're never going to fucking try this again. That Constitution, we're just not going to put that Constitution back in place. And like Mark Cornty's afraid, you know, fucking, we can't have a constitutional convention. No, it's going to be straight up fucking orders from we the fucking people. You violate one goddamn fucking, you violate one fucking right with one of your fucking actions as one of our fucking employees, your ass goes up against the wall that fucking day. That fucking day you die, motherfucker. You will be a servant. And you will answer, you will talk to us like your goddamn masters that we are. We are the supreme, superior fucking jurisdictional authority of this country, the individual. I am. And you will call me Mr. Shively. And you will do what I fucking tell you to do. And if you fucking step outside the fucking law and try to fucking violate my goddamn rights, my freedom, my liberty, I'll put your fucking ass against the wall. And I'll be in the right doing it. And everything that we do from this point on, they've declared war on our Bill of Rights. This is two fucking declarations. Everything we do, we are justified. We start pulling triggers on them today, we're justified. They challenged us. They challenged our right to self-rule. They challenged our rule to our autonomy. They've already fucking stolen without due process of the fucking law. They have taken such fucking wealth from our country that belongs to us. You're giving it back. It's going to be no good to you dead. It's going to be no good to your fucking relatives dead. Because we're going to wipe you off this goddamn planet. And maybe, just for one fucking day, there can be peace on this fucking earth without them fucking Zionist Jew maggots fucking trying to stir shit and fucking take control and fuck people over. They think you're a goddamn animal, don't you know? The soulless animal? You see what these soulless animals in this fucking jungle are going to do to your ass. The soulless animals are the ones that had with the brains that built this fucking ship, motherfuckers. And you think we don't understand that? We don't understand that all you've got, you've stolen? Everything you've got, you fucking chiseled, stolen, or robbed. Fucking by, fucking just strong arm robbed. Like you did the fucking people of Iraq. That was a strong arm robbery of their fucking oil for the fucking kikes. The health and well-being of the city employees and public we serve are top priorities during our emergency response. You got no emergency fucking authorities in this country, motherfucker. There can be no authority in this country that fucking denies or disparages one single fucking right of any individual free sovereign national. You try it, he's got the right to blow your fucking head off, and you know it. And they're getting scared because this shit is fucking, I mean, the fucking mainstreams happen to admit that COVID thing looks starting to look like it was a fraud all along. And then the people who took all those injections are starting to fucking sweat it because they find out all this shit that we've been screaming at them because, I mean, no matter what else, we outnumber those motherfuckers. I mean, the algorithms that have been put on this fucking site, the fucking attempts to fucking bring it down, to stop it, to stop us from speaking to one another. That's why they want a mask on you. They know the fucking masks don't do nothing. They admit it. But you got to put the mask on, the slave mask, just like you seen them at their Pelosi at their fucking fundraiser the other day. The whole table of the corporate elite, the elite of this country. All of them can trace their ancestry back to the fucking crown heads of Europe, sitting at a table and all those waiting on them, just like in old Egypt, with masks on their fucking face. They don't even want to look at your lowly fucking face. Well, we're going to see what happens when we blow your fucking face off, motherfucker. You son of a bitches, you've got your plans to escape. I guarantee every one of them's got some kind of plan to get the hell out of here when lightning strikes your shed house. I don't care where you go. What we're going to do, you run over to fucking New Zealand, run to fucking Sweden, run to fucking Switzerland, run to fucking England. Because we're going to call them up on the goddamn phone after we beat the fuck out of every motherfucker from here to the goddamn, from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we have reestablished our goddamn absolute authority through the barrel of our fucking guns. And we're going to tell them, get up, you have those motherfuckers over here in 72 hours. We're doing the accounting. We found out you fucking got this much of our fucking gold and silver. You get it here, you got 72 fucking hours, or you're eating a fucking ICBM into your fucking capital. Get ready for it. You think we won't do it? Oh, you're saying, it's on its way, motherfucker, right now. Who wants to be next? We'll destroy this fucking planet before we'll live as slaves upon it. Get it through your fucking head. We're not going to do it. We've got a brownout going here. I can hear a hum in the thing. I hope everything's working correctly. At any rate, where were we on this? Your failure to comply with vaccination status reporting requirement endangers the health and safety of the city's workforce and the public we serve. So is that fucking smoke out there where you're burning the goddamn wood down because the price of fucking timber's through the fucking roof. So does your fucking... You talk about us fucking manipulating the weather. You got fucking planes flying 24 hours a fucking day spraying aluminum and barium into our goddamn upper atmosphere to fucking intentionally. Yeah, the weather's changing. No, see, the weather's changing. It's because you guys are breathing. It ain't because, don't look up at those chemtrails. Don't look it up at those goddamn, I mean, they make complete goddamn fronts with the son of a bitches. You've seen them. Everybody's seen them. And then when that aluminum mixes with that iron oxide in the fucking forest and they light it on fire so that they can burn it, so they can log it, so they can fucking, some dirty son of a bitchin' mason motherfucker can make that. And that's another thing. Every one of the fucking masons are going. There will be no fucking sector. Anybody says the word mason in this goddamn country up against the fucking wall right now. What those motherfuckers have done, they have been the ground troops of the fucking insurgents into our goddamn and into our autonomy, into our world, which was supposed to be kept separated from their world. They were never to have any jurisdictional authority over us. But that first fucking Congress, they went and fucking declared that, oh, we're going to have an attorney general and the government's going to have all the judicial authority over the people that just created you as to be their servants. Really? Is that what you thought? And George E. Washington, oh, he wouldn't be king. You know, I always talk about it. John Adams, let's declare a king. Oh, I wish the fuck you would have. I swear to God I do. they would have done the job then. They would have finished the fucking job, and I'd be living, I'd have lived a totally different life. I would have lived a free life, a happy fucking life, you motherfuckers. But we're going to finish the job. Once we start, we're not stopping. You can do whatever you fucking want. You can fucking your, what the hell, the, David and Goliath fucking thing. Launch everything you got. We'll launch everything we got. Let's just fucking do it. We're not going to live as your fucking slaves, and you're not going to live as our fucking masters. Go down into a fucking bunker. We'll pour the fucking, your breathe holes full of fucking cement. We'll seal your asses up in there. And you can just wait to fucking die. Except for once a year, we'll have a pissing contest where we go to, we'll open up one of the things and we'll all piss down your fucking, the only breathing hole you got fucking left that we keep plugged the rest of the year until we're sure you're fucking dead. And then we'll take a field nuke and fucking nuke it. You think we won't fucking fight, you motherfucking punks? You're going to find out different. You're going to find out there are fucking people in this world you do not fuck with, and the Americans in the jungle are the fucking ones you do not fuck with. Think I won't fight? Give it a go. Even if I'm dead, you can't stop what has been started. The people know who you are. This thing in Afghanistan, that was wonderful. 20 years. How much, what did we have done with that 2.261 trillion, almost $3 trillion fucking dollars. What did we get out of that, guys? Oh, some contractors got to go over there and make fucking billions of dollars on fucking lithium. I'm for sure of that. I bet that, see, that was going on, and see, that was something that was never mentioned. Was just, we're doing real good in Afghanistan. Everything's going fine. We're gaining ground. Oh, every report was positive. Those motherfuckers were over there mining fucking lithium. How come they never mentioned that to you? You're paying fucking $1 million per troop to have the United Nations goddamn enforcers over there, which are not your goddamn military, which are not under the control of your Congress, which are under the control of the United fucking Nations and the goddamn Rothschilds and the crown heads of fucking Europe. That's who you're fighting for. You fuckers aren't fighting for my goddamn freedom and liberty. You can't even read at a third grade level. You know that. You know it. You should have known it from the beginning. You had to be a fucking fool not to. And once you got over there and saw it, it should have been hammered into your fucking head, don't you think? Are we supposed to fear people that are that goddamn stupid when we're the ones that built the 19th, 20th, and 21st century? Well, we're going to build new shit just to fucking exterminate your asses with. We're going to get real fucking ingenuitive. Give us a problem. We're Americans. We'll work that problem and we will fucking solve it. And you have become a fucking major fucking problem. You have become the ultimate fucking problem. You have become the ultimate challenge to our minds and to our bodies. And we will meet that fucking challenge and we will fucking destroy you. Get ready for it, you dirty son of a bitches. See what else we got here. This NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins stands his ground on vaccine refusal after meeting with public health experts. This is from Big League Politics that was sent in by a reader for discussion. I'm from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, and I'll read a little bit of it real quick. NFL quarterback Kirk Cousins is refusing to budge on his skepticism with regards to the experimental COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It isn't an experimental vaccine. It isn't a vaccine whatsoever. Kurt, if you ain't fucking learned that yet, then again, you didn't write that. Maybe you do know. It's not a fucking vaccine. It's made to change your fucking DNA, to change who you were born as, to change who you fucking are, to make you complicit. Maybe, and then finally to shut your fucking organs down and get you out of their fucking way. See, they want you out of their fucking way, but they can't move you. You're too fucking powerful. Okay, what if can we trick them into taking the shot? Man, we could threaten them with 10 years in prison. That's gun barrels coming out the fucking doors. We're in trouble. And they know they're in fucking trouble. They know they're fucking losing this. That's why this goddamn shit in Afghanistan, they're doing this. And you know, this is to piss everybody off. And this is gonna really separate the fucking, the people who thought they were in the goddamn U.S. military that can't exist and operating lawfully under the laws of our country but we're instead fucking operating unlawfully under fucking the UN fucking charter. The UN is just a fucking piece of fucking paper. It isn't like UN land. It isn't like New Zealand. It's not, there's no land with it. It's just a fucking, it's all in computers. It's all in papers. It's all fucking paper bullshit. And we'll burn it. We'll burn every bit of it. There'll be no fucking UN. Everybody that was a part of it, your ass is hanging. You can hide. I mean, the richest of them are going to have the best advantage because they'll get to hide the longest. But we're hunting every fucking one of you down. Don't think we're not. You always bragged about getting those, not Bin Laden, but, oh man, what the hell was his name there in, Iraq, oh, come on. Saddam Hussein. Remember, he was in a spider hole. They wanted to make him look lowly, you know. We got him out of his spider hole and we hung him. We're gonna pull you out of your fucking spider hole and we're gonna fucking hang you, motherfuckers. That goddamn trap door is gonna open. Your fucking ass is going through it and it's gonna snap your fucking neck and you're gonna shit all over yourselves. And if whatever we gotta fight, however many of us have to die to get to that point, we're getting there. That's where we win. That's where we take our country back. That's where our fucking grandchildren can be free again. And we're gonna secure that freedom. It ain't just gonna be we're gonna kick your fucking ass and start this shit all over again. Well, we're gonna do the Constitution again. No! Shove your Constitution up your fucking ass. We never needed that son of a bitch. We never needed any of these motherfuckers for anything. Ever! We let them fucking rape us. You fucking, cause the people were too fucking stupid to see what the way was being done to them. The Anti-Federalists, they understood it. They were against the fucking, there being a constitution in this goddamn country, and man, they knew the fuck what they were talking about. Read the Federalist, Anti-Federalist papers. They told you that this day would come. They told you what this day would look like. They told you what those dirty motherfucking oligarchs would do to you. What that fucking royalty would do to you. So did Albert Pike. It ain't like you ain't been warned. But you fucking people, for too many generations, people fucking just, well, I can make it through my generation without it happening. Oh, I'm glad I'm gonna die before it all has to be faced. I ain't gonna die until I fucking fight you motherfuckers. I'm fighting ya. Every fucking man with a pair of balls and a fucking spine and fucking living in the fucking jungle, knowing the fucking jungle, we're gonna come and rip your fucking hearts out. You can fucking expect it. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, find that fucking savage in you and get ready to unleash that son of a bitch. Let these motherfuckers see what a real fucking, they're pussies. Let them see what a real fucking savage fucking fight looks like and how they fucking fight and what they'll fucking do. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
Cookies!